Brigadier General Hassan Tehrani Moghaddam, the father of Iran's missile program. He was killed in November 2011 in an explosion west of Tehran. The explosion, which happened during a weapons transfer at a base in Beit Ganeh, also killed 16 others besides the IRGC commander. A memorial service was held in the capital to mark the first death anniversary of the top commander of Islamic Revolution Guards Corps and his colleagues.
Iranian officials say Tehrani Moghaddam's death has had no impact on the country's missile program, given its sophisticated and disciplined engineering and management structure.
Iran's IRGC commanders also reject claims by Western media that American or Israeli spy agencies were behind last year's explosion.
That day, he was about to test a new ballistic missile that could launch an important satellite into orbit. After his death, other colleagues and scientists took his place. We will soon see the completion of his last project, which includes sending a modern satellite into orbit.
Weak enemies become elusive. It's a lie when Israel or the US claim they were behind the explosion. They are too weak for this.
Tehrani Moghaddam was a key figure in Iran's ballistic missile program. He helped develop the Shahab missile series, the medium and long-range ballistic missiles. An engineer by profession, he tested the first prototype of Shahab 4 missile back in 2002, a long-range super-modern missile running on solid fuel.
With the help of the Defense Ministry and the IRGC, Ahmadi Moghaddam and his colleagues built long-range missiles that could go as far as 2,000 kilometers. That's why we call him the father of Iran's missile program.
Tehrani Moghaddam and his colleagues set up a modern and efficient missile system for Iran. In the absence of one or two scientists, the program will never come to a halt. It's a long-term project with long-term objectives and plans.
Iran has the largest and most diverse ballistic missile arsenal in the Middle East. According to military experts, its space program, which includes the successful launch of a satellite into orbit using the Safir Carrier rocket, also proves the country's growing technical prowess in the field. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.